I'm going down, down, baby, your street in a Range Rover. Street sweeper, baby, cocked, ready to let it go. Shimmy, shimmy, cocoa, what? Listen to it pound. Light it up and take a puff. Pass it to me now.
You're listening to Talk Sports.
You can find me in St. Louis, rolling on dubs, smoking on dubs and clubs, blowing up like cocoa puffs, sipping bub, getting perved and getting dubbed. Daps and hugs, mean mugs and shoulder shrugs. Yeah. And it's all because accumulated enough scratch just to navigate a wood decorated on chrome, and it's candy painted, fans fainted while I'm entertaining. Wild, ain't it?
Airing every day from
noon to 3.
How me and Money end up hanging. I hang with Hannibal Lecter. So feel me when I bring it, sing it loud.
I'm from the Lou and I'm proud.
Run a mile for the cause, I'm righteous above the law. Player, my style's raw, I'm born to Mac like Todd Shaw.
Forget the fame
and the glamour. Give me D's with a rubber hammer.
My grammar, B's.
Ebonics, gin and tonic and chronic. F bionic, it's ironic. Slamming inward like Onyx. Lunatics till the day I die. I run more game than the Bulls and Sonics. I'm going down, down, baby, your street in a Range.
I'm 1340 WKGN.
Ready to let it go. Shimmy, shimmy, come on. Listen to it pound. Light it up and take a puff. You say pretty boys ain't be wild. Loud, big,
and hour okay, three kicking off in the Fan Run Studios. Go by, see our friends tonight at Hops and Hollers. Open from 4 to 9. Right, still work with those hours, Cam,
yep,
4 to 9?
Yep, yep.
They got food now. Courtesy of Sweet Peas Barbecue. Cam will cook you up something good in the kitchen. Go by and see him. Pick you up some drink and get your weekend started off correctly. Hops and Hollers, 937 North Central Street. You look perplexed, McClure.
Do we have the meatloaf, Cam, right now?
Yes, we do. Meatloaf. So the meatloaf.
You're not going to go get
the
it.
The meatloaf
you
sandwich.
You haven't been by to get it yet. I've been saving you a nice juicy slab of it. So
you're not going
to
go get it.
So when will it be available? 4
it
p.m.?
It's available right at 4 p.m.
I'm going
for
to get
you,
a meatloaf
for you, it's
sandwich.
Even available at 3:58.
Really? Wow. I'm going to go get a meatloaf sandwich today.
Yeah, we do to go, so you can always take it to go if you're just passing by. But
yeah, I'll probably come pick one up.
Oh, yeah.
What can I get with my meatloaf sandwich?
It comes with kettle chips.
Chips are pretty good.
I'll just get the meatloaf sandwich. Are the chips?
It comes
they, they're complimentary.
Yeah, they're complimentary,
oh.
Yeah.
Is it done? Are they done?
Cooked to order.
Cooked to order?
Yep.
Oh, so okay. Okay, well, I will get the kettle chips then. I thought maybe if it was just a bag of kettle chips, then I would, you know.
No, well, we just, you know, add chips.
Yeah.
But
cooked to order.
Yeah.
So the kettle chips are for your
hour three headlines. Cody McClure Collision Course right now.
Thanks, John.
You're welcome.
Kobe Bryant really, truly thought he was better than Michael Jordan, says Tracy McGrady. McGrady had some strong praise for Kobe, but he said to be around Kobe at 19, you would have thought Kobe had been here before and been around the greats of the game, because his mindset was so different than I've ever experienced and ever seen in anybody at 19 years old. This man really, truly thought he was better than Michael Jordan. Kobe thought he was the best.
I think everyone...
That was his mindset.
I think everyone would say that about Kobe, although, I mean, Kobe talked about how he looked up to Jordan, how, you know, he doesn't win 5 championships without Jordan, so, like, I mean, he thought he was better, but he also understood Jordan's place in terms of greatness. Do you see Magic Johnson's quote? Because Magic Johnson, I believe I had this take, like, 2 years ago, which then Magic Johnson had it, and then I started doubting myself, because when Magic Johnson tweets things, like, he usually says really dumb things. But he said that LeBron James is the best basketball player ever, but Michael Jordan is the greatest basketball player ever. And I'd made that distinction a couple years ago, and I said, greatness, if you want to talk about versus their peers, right? If you want to separate greatness as to what they did versus their peers and, you know, their accomplishments, like rings, like that I could maybe listen to.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, in terms of just who's a better player,
okay,
I think would be a different answer. So I'm okay with that distinction. I'd made that distinction before. But then, like I said, Magic Johnson tweeted out. And then all of a sudden I was really doubting myself, because he said LeBron James, LeBron James, LeBron James. Best basketball player of all time. Michael Jordan, greatest basketball player of all time. And I think that kind of makes sense.
You NASA did not detect evidence of a parallel universe where time runs backward. Have you seen the stuff coming out the last couple days?
I saw the headline. I saw someone say it was misleading. I believe Cam said it was misleading, so I never bothered reading it.
Yeah, it had misled a few people that NASA
theoretical
had...
theoretical stuff.
Yeah, they thought NASA had detected a parallel universe where time runs backward. Turned out they did not. Researchers in Antarctica detected signals from high-energy particles known as neutrinos that could not be explained by our current understanding of physics. Though they are puzzling findings, and they led to plenty of speculation, they did not offer any evidence of a parallel universe, according to CNET, Forbes, and other outlets.
They're just saying it's almost theoretically possible. They weren't really saying it actually exists.
I see. Tennis star Naomi Osaka has passed Serena Williams as the top-earning female athlete.
Whoa, who? Sorry.
Naomi Osaka?
Has passed Serena? Oh, okay.
For like, not all time.
Okay. Yeah. I was like, wait a second, what? Okay, so just for this year. Okay.
Yeah. She's been a Grand Slam champion, number one in the women's tennis rankings. She's now number one on another list, the top-earning female athletes. According to a story posted to Forbes today, the 22-year-old player earned $37.4 million from June 1st, 2019 to June 1st, 2020 from endorsements and prize money.
Okay.
That eclipsed Serena's $36 million in that span.
Gotcha.
What a boring headline.
You think that's a boring headline?
Mm-hmm. Did you see the stuff where Elon Musk had put SpaceX into this like Texas neighborhood and all the people are very upset?
No clue.
Because the cops knock on their door every night at like 3 a.m. and tell them there's a rocket going off. And like to be prepared for the rocket launch. And it's like every night and it always fails. It almost always fails. And like they're worried that it's going to destroy their neighborhood.
No clue. Haven't seen that, but that's pretty funny.
That's just a thing I saw. Joe Biden has asked Amy Klobuchar to undergo vetting to be his running mate in the presidential election this November.
I don't think that means it's official, though. I think he's still got a couple other options. I haven't seen.
Right, but he's asked her to undergo vetting.
Right, like she is a candidate.
Well, I don't know if he asked her, if he's even capable of asking.
His team asked her.
But yeah,
they made a mistake. Like they have been doing a good job of keeping Joe Biden out of the spotlight because Joe Biden doesn't need to be in the spotlight. But did you see what he did today? Are you familiar with Charlemagne the God?
Yes, that was actually the next thing I was going to say.
Okay, well then go ahead.
In a 20-minute interview, the presumptive Democratic nominee.
Do you know who Charlemagne the God is? Do you know who that guy is, Charlemagne?
I've heard that name many times.
I don't want to say rapper because is it a rapper? Yeah.
Well, I didn't want to. Is he not a rapper?
No.
Yeah. See that.
But he hosts a hip hop show, like in New York.
Well,
so I mean, he doesn't rap, but he hosts the Breakfast Club, like the big the big sport or the big hip hop show in New York City on Sirius XM, all that stuff, and. You know, he's a pretty vocal voice and a pretty, you know, famous person. But
so you could say, in a way, he is a rapper.
He is a part of the rap community. He is a part of the rap community.
He's a rapper for America.
No, he doesn't rap. He just talks. Like, we're not rappers. Would you call us a rapper for Nacho?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're kind of local rappers.
Who do you think raps more, me and you or Cam? Who do you think is more of a rapper?
Well, it depends on who's talking at the time.
Yeah, just if you
were all rapping though. We're all. Spitting out words, you know.
Okay.
That's what we're doing here.
Sometimes when I get really excited, I spit pretty heavily.
You spit actual saliva.
Yeah, sometimes.
A lot of times, yeah.
So Joe Biden went on there, and they shouldn't have let him go on there because he dropped the quote that you're not black unless you vote for Joe Biden.
He spoke about his plans for African-American communities with Charlemagne the God. And yeah, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, then you ain't black, was the quote. Which is attracting a lot of headlines today.
Yeah. Yeah, they probably should have kept Joe Biden on ice, just chilling.
Has Trump responded to that yet? Because I imagine he's going to put him on blast.
Oh, boy, yeah. I hope he'll have a good tweet to respond to that.
I'm sure he will.
I'm sure Candace Owens has commented on it.
Yeah, probably so.
Somebody take Kanye's phone away from him, please.
An adult website announced a bid for naming rights of the former Mercedes-Benz Superdome yesterday.
Okay. And?
Strip Chat is what it's called.
Okay.
Apparently, a guy said, "I wanted to reach out following news. The Saints are seeking a new naming rights partner for the Superdome. One of the world's leading adult webcam sites, Strip Chat, is aiming to penetrate the sports world." Did you have to use the word penetrate in the email? "And is announcing a bid of up to $15 million for the naming rights to the Superdome. We would like to call it Strip Chat Superdome and for it to be the home of the future Super Bowl champion New Orleans Saints." Can the Saints play in Strip Chat Superdome?
I hope so.
I mean, it's pretty.
It fits them.
But if your team name is the Saints, I feel like they would have to change their name to the New Orleans Sinners. Which, when you think about the city of New Orleans and the good times that are had down there,
they're not Saints. They're not as far from Saints as it gets.
They're not Saints at all. Should have been the New Orleans Sinners a long time ago. I'm sure I'm not the first guy to ever
just destroy the franchise.
I don't think this is some kind of groundbreaking take, but I feel like they should change their name. The Browns are offering the chance for two fans to script plays during a preseason game.
Oh, man.
Would be better than Freddie Kitchens.
Yep. It's part of the.
You could score?
Do I think I could score?
You think you could drop a game drive if you score them?
A game drive?
I was going to say game winning, but I was like, no, I guess they wouldn't let you do that.
An entire drive? So you get to do the whole drive or just a play?
Two plays.
I don't think I could score in two plays, no. I mean, if you put me at the 10-yard line, I might be able to draw, you know.
No. I lied. Two people to help script the first 15 offensive plays.
Oh, wow. So, yeah,
that's a drive.
Of
yeah.
a preseason game.
Those are the most important, though. You come out, those are the ones you practice all week.
Yeah. Think you could come up with a good game plan?
I don't know. I just got an ad for kettle chips.
Do I have to know all the terminology of like their regular playbook? Because that might be the complicated part for me.
I'm sure they have it in like picture form, and you could just be like, yeah, I want that play.
That one. Oh. Yeah, I think so. I think I could. Now, the problem in the preseason is like you might not have the good players, so you might not know the personnel you're getting to use. But like, hypothetically speaking, again, like preseason, they're not going to be playing very good, so like it might be a little tougher. But just if you're asking me if I think I could script 15 plays and get a score, I like to think I could at least get in field goal range.
Yeah.
Here's a good idea that Freddie Kitchens wasn't very good at. Throw the ball to Odell Beckham. Throw the ball to him, please.
Apparently, data shows that lockdown delays in the U.S. cost at least 36,000 lives.
I mean, I saw that headline, but, like, do we trust any of these projections anymore? Like, I mean,
how? I don't know. I don't know if you've seen the other one, but the top story right now on CNN is that there's going to be a surge of a COVID-19 spike is coming for southern states, a new study warns,
well,
including
that,
Tennessee.
Oof.
Well, the Miami.
Oh, my bad.
Oh, go ahead, Cam.
My bad. I was going to say, speaking of that, right now, Trump's saying that they're declaring places of worship essential. So they're trying to get those open back up this weekend. Hmm. So, and those have been some of the biggest spreaders of the disease has been the churches, but trying to get them opened up is essential.
Yeah.
Okie doke.
Well, that's interesting. But yeah, it says the Miami area, populous areas of Texas and parts of Alabama and Tennessee will see rapid surges in new cases, according to a new outbreak prediction model. Let's see. It says Montgomery, Alabama. I'm assuming they're talking Nashville, probably.
Yeah.
Trying to see where the new map shows. But I don't know. It's just a new model. It's hard to know.
Got any other headlines? Let's go to break.
Yeah, nothing really.
Yeah, send us to break. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. Got some breaking news coming across the entertainment world. Cam, hit the alarm, please, and give the breaking news.
Woo, 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 woo! Well, Aunt Becky has pleaded guilty to,
Do you not ever say aunt?
No, I'm an aunt person.
Is aunt a white thing?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think so. You say aunt or aunt?
Aunt.
Aunt.
You say aunt?
See, aunt is definitely...
Well, you say aunt?
I say aunt.
No, he says aunt. Aunt.
Yeah.
Like,
what?
Like hunt.
I've
noticed that. He says aunt.
Yeah, like...
This is just a you thing, right? Like, people... Other people don't say aunt, right?
I have no idea.
Heard a lot of
Do
people
say vulnerable right
now. Like, no. Because, like, I've always called, like, I have an Aunt Chanel. I'm always like, hey, Aunt Chanel.
See, that sounded more like aunt.
Aunt Chanel?
Aunt?
Aunt Chanel.
Aunt.
Aunt Chanel.
There's an A there.
You hear the difference, though. Aunt, aunt.
Yeah, I know aunt, what you're, aunt. Yeah, but I've always said aunt, and it just kind of comes out.
Is aunt a white aunt. A white people thing? Aunt.
That's what I'm asking.
I mean, it's not pronounced, it shouldn't aunt. Be pronounced aunt, but I've always had aunts. I've always said aunt.
A lot of sweets laying around.
I gotta get some.
The NBA has got their. All right, no, give me the breaking news. Sorry, go ahead.
Aunt Becky has pleaded guilty. They pled guilty via Zoom to like a judge. I guess they just kind of live streamed it and asked her how she pleaded, her and her husband, and they both pleaded guilty. And they're supposed to be sentenced later this fall. She pled guilty to one count of conspiracy to commit wire mail fraud, while her husband pled guilty to one count of conspiracy to commit wire mail fraud and honest services wire and mail fraud.
Okay. So Aunt Becky has committed or has pleaded guilty.
Mm-hmm. She...
Her sentencing will be later, though, right?
Yeah. She also agreed... they also did a plea deal. This is weird because they're going to get sentenced, but they also have a plea deal. And the plea deal was her serving 2 months in prison, pay a $150,000 fine with 2 years of supervised release and 100 hours of community service. So I'm not sure why there's that. And then they're still getting sentences because that kind of sounds like the sentence to me, but.
Yeah, that stuff's always complicated, you know. Yeah. So they always talk
especially
about
when
like,
you're like rich like that, you kind of
play
around with the system, but.
And they always talk about like sometimes you take a guilty plea to actually get a better deal, like even if you're not guilty, you know.
I mean the justice system is set up to reward people a lot of times for just taking deals. I mean that's I think that's
because you got to pay them either way. They just kind of want the money out of it. So
well, I mean plus I mean you. This isn't as high of stakes, I guess, but, like, say you're on trial for murder, and you didn't murder the person, but they're like, hey, you can get 5 years in prison for X for whatever you did or something like that, and you do your 5 years, and then you get out, and you're fine, or, like, hey, you could get 40 to life or 20 to life, I mean, depending, it's just sometimes the risk, like, if you don't have a good lawyer, you don't feel good, like, it's a pretty big gamble, even if you're innocent. Of going to trial because there's been a lot of innocent people and we've seen overturned convictions often, you know what I mean, like people getting out of prison like, hey, we found some more evidence, actually you didn't do this, and a lot of people just don't want to take that gamble, so
they give you like $1 million and just say sorry.
Sometimes it's not even that, sometimes like there was one guy that we studied in school that had, like, got out, he had done 15-20 years or something for rape and he got out and they gave him like $10,000 or something like that.
He was wrongly accused.
It might have been $10,000 per year he had been in or something, so maybe it was like $150,000 or something. But it was something like it wasn't worth it. Like,
well, Shawshank Redemption, I mean, another good example, you know?
Sure. I mean, that's a movie, but I mean, that's an example of when it happened. So,
The Green Mile.
But, I mean, I think Aunt Becky was pretty much dead to rights on bribing these people. I don't think that's this situation, but she will – it looks like you want to play ball, and it looks like you are taking responsibility. And usually if you plead guilty – they will give you a good plea deal that will then allow you to escape without a lot of trouble. It's whenever you go to trial and you risk it that they will then try to make an example out of you.
Yeah, they filed the plea deal, but I guess the judge has to agree to it, which is where the sentencing comes down the line.
Well,
but
she had acted. She had acted as if she was going to fight, and I guess not.
Yeah, the plea deal was probably the best she could do. So, because, I mean, 2 months in prison isn't bad. So, she'll be all right.
She has to do 2 months in prison?
Yeah, that's what the plea deal. Yeah, 2 months in prison, pay a $150,000 fine, and 2 years of supervised probation and 100 hours of community service.
So, 2 months in white-collar prison. Yeah. I mean, that's just
make some connections. And
now, I mean, it gives her some street cred. I mean, I don't want to, you know, laugh at going to prison or downplay all that or whatever. I mean, But, I mean, did it not give Martha Stewart much more street cred when she got out? Like, she was able to then hop in and partner up with Snoop Dogg and make a lot of money and seem much, much cooler. Like,
she's got tons of street cred.
Right. I mean, like, Martha. Even though she was probably doing a really easy prison sentence, it's like just saying she went.
And she didn't snitch on anybody.
Which I don't know how much she could have snitched. And she was doing insider trading, so, like, I don't know, like.
who else was
Martha
involved.
Didn't snitch? Like, I mean, is that a thing that people say, or are you just saying
I've heard that before.
Okay.
Because I think there's, like, other people involved with the insider trading. Didn't snitch. And she didn't okay. rat anybody out.
So she held it down. Yeah. Held it down. That's ultimate street cred. Yeah. So, I mean, maybe Aunt Becky can have a resurgence. Like, her star, strangely enough, hasn't been this bright since the mid-90s. Oh, behave. No, I blew that one. Have mercy. I did Austin Powers first. That's on me. I blew that reference.
That happens.
Damn it. You wouldn't have known. I should have.
No, I wouldn't have.
The audience would have known, and that's who I'm doing it for.
What did you say? Oh, mercy?
I said, oh, behave, which
oh, behave.
Is Austin Powers. Oh, but behave. I was supposed to say, have mercy. Have mercy. That's what Uncle Jesse would say to Aunt Becky when she would kiss him.
Mm.
Yeah. Or she would come out looking like a snack.
Who else was on that show besides her?
Danny Tanner, a.k.a. Bob Saget. Uncle Jesse, a.k.a. John Stamos. Uncle Joey, a.k.a. They call him Uncle Joey, but do they call him Uncle Joey? Or is he just Joey? Do they call him Uncle? Was he Unc Joey? Because, I mean, he wasn't really the uncle. He was just a friend, but
I don't remember.
I can't remember if they called him Uncle Joey or just Joey. Just Joey, maybe?
I think Joey was the one that always said, throw me a freaking bone here.
No, that was Dr. Evil. I get it. I get what you're doing here.
We're crossing over shows somehow or another.
Joey said, cut it out.
Sounds kind of like a trash show.
Dave Poyter? Is that his name?
Poyer,
am I right?
It's like C-O-U-L-I-E-R.
Oh, it's a C? Oh, Dave Coyer.
Coyer, yeah.
Okay, I thought it was a P. Okay, it's Dave Coyer. Maybe I was getting Portnoy and him kind of crossed. Okay.
Number two.
That's the guy that you're familiar with on Alanis Morissette's You Ought to Know, that song?
Yeah.
She wrote about Dave Coyer. Joey. Kind of weird, huh?
You think she really did?
I mean, that's pretty well legend. I don't say urban legend. I mean, I don't guess she's ever confirmed it. But that's what everyone says. Which that song's kind of graphic. It's kind of weird to think about Joey being just dirty like that, you know?
Did she have a thing for him?
They dated.
Oh. How old is Alanis Morissette?
I would say by now she's got to be close to 50, I would assume.
Really?
I mean, she was probably 24, 25 in the 90s, so I mean, I would imagine she's...
I always pegged her as a lot younger for some reason. I don't know why.
Are you looking up her age?
Yeah, she was born in 74, so she's...
Okay, so she's...
45.
Okay, yeah, she was 21 or 22, I guess, when she released that. Okay.
Hmm.
I was going to guess she was 24, 25, but either way.
Wasn't she in Curb?
Yep.
She did a...
That was a part of... That was the whole episode of Curb was...
Larry. Oh, it was?
That was the secret she was telling Larry was who the song was about.
Yeah. I knew
But then she never would say it. She would just keep whispering it to her. Yeah.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I was like, what are you... Because I was curious what you were talking about. I was like, I feel like I've heard that.
Larry wanted to know who the song was about.
Yeah, that's it.
And she would whisper. She's like, can you keep a secret, Larry? I've always wanted to tell somebody.
Yeah.
I can keep a secret. So then he tells the other girl a secret because I can't remember why he had to tell her the secret. Was that in relation to the 9/11 secret? Because he had told... No, I don't think it was in relation to that. Because remember, he didn't tell Wanda about 9/11, or he told Wanda.
Wanda told him there was going to be a terrorist attack.
Wanda told him, and then he told that one girl to try to win her back over, this one woman to win her friendship over. And
right,
because
he had
everybody.
Done something in the store, he's like, hey, I just want to let you know, nobody else really knows about it. And then everybody found out about it.
And then no one shows up at the one concert. And I want to say that might have been the Alanis Morris episode, I want to say.
I can't remember if it's the same
episode. He owed somebody a secret. Maybe.
It probably tied in to... Yeah. Those episodes are so well done, the way they just tie together.
You oughta know. The NBA's new schedule, at least the rough timeline.
Now we get it.
What?
I was wondering when we were going to do it.
Well, you ought to know I was going to get to
it.
Early June, back in facilities. So, like, as early as, like, a week and a half from now. NBA players back. And we have talked about how they have said they need 28 days, right? They need 2 weeks to get... condition, 2 weeks to play with the team, boom, we're ready to go. They're saying they're going to give them a month. Basically, the month of June will be to get ready, and then early July,
They will get to the single site that everyone's going to play at, which has growing. It's basically all but done going to be Disney World. And then they will play from the middle of July to Labor Day. With the, you know, Labor Day being the end of the season, which would put the playoffs starting, I guess, late July. How many games are they at right now, Kim? Can you look up the NBA standings? Because they have to get to 70. 70 is the key to trigger in all of the local TV deals. So they have to get to 70 to make the money. And I want to say they're at like 64, 65.
They are at 65. The Bucks are at 53-12. Okay. So, pretty much
so yeah, they need five more games. So they would have maybe a 5 or 6 game regular season end. Give, I guess, the Pelicans somewhat of a chance to play the Grizzlies. Maybe they make the Grizzlies just play a best of three to get in the playoffs, since that's like really the only playoff race that matters. Because like, what's the 8-9 matchup right now in the East? Like, what's the difference in the 8-9? I want to say there's a lot more distance in the West, but maybe I'm off on that.
Magic are 30-35 in the 8th seed, and then the Wizards are 24-40.
Okay, so yeah, that's 4.5 games. So like, yeah, the East is already pretty much wrapped up.
Hawks were coming, too.
The Pelicans and Kings are right there, right behind the Grizzlies.
Yeah, the Grizzlies are 32-33, and then the Blazers have 29 wins. Pelicans have 28.
Kings, I think, have 28, too, right there with them, I think. So like, that's a little bit closer of a race, and it matters a little bit more. And plus, whoever gets that gets to play the Lakers. So, you know, there's some – do you want Zion? Do you want Morant? Like, you know, Damian Lillard, those are bigger stars. Like, no one really cares about Washington and Orlando. So you allow these teams to have a stretch run of some sorts. Or maybe you just do what the NHL's doing. Have you seen the NHL's playoff plan?
What are they doing?
The NHL's playoff plan is basically they're going to do a 2014 playoff.
Oh.
And give, I think, the top 6 seeds it was. Maybe it was the top 8 seeds. Give them a bye.
Do we pretend like we care about playoff hockey again when that happens?
I mean, the Preds fans will care. And we have, you know, a good group of our listeners listen to the or like the Preds, so...
I mean, a 2024 team deal, though. I mean, that's going to be – I guess that means the Preds are in for sure.
Congratulations to them.
Yeah, didn't we have that on the board at one point?
No, we did not.
I said the Preds would be in the playoff.
We almost did.
We did not put it on there, though.
Imagine if we did.
We discussed it, but yeah.
Imagine if we did, though.
If you'll give me 1 second.
I had the Preds in the playoffs.
That would have been a pretty good coup for you, although I think
would have been great.
We're going to say – yeah, let me – we got the board bets right here. So here are the board bets, bet board. We don't have it updated, the Alabama-Tennessee 5-1. We don't have the updated. We put one on the board.
Well, we just did that one today.
Yesterday we put one on the board. Georgia finishing ahead of Tennessee. Recruiting.
Yeah, recruiting.
Oh, yeah. On the 247 composite. That's not going to happen. That's just
not going to
happen.
As you see right here, as laid out by intern Hayden.
Yeah, you messed it up.
We got... here are the pending board bets. 2020, you have the Bucks. I have the Sixers. You're looking pretty good in that one.
Yep, feeling good there.
Next year we have I take the non-Power 5, you take the Power 5.
So we're repeating that again?
Yeah, we ran it back.
Okay, I still feel great about it.
2022, I have that the British Queen won't make it 2.5 years. That the Queen of England will die before September 25th, 2022.
And I've got her making it longer than that because she's a lizard person.
And you have her making it longer than that because she's a lizard person.
Okay,
I
so that, that's...
say, yeah, okay, I was going to say, we have something from 2025 as well. Better NFL career in 5 years. I got Trevor Lawrence. You got Joe Burrow.
Your guy's not even in the NFL.
And then I have Patrick Mahomes breaking Drew Brees' records by the time he retires, and you say no. So those are our pending board bets.
And that one could be decided.
Mahomes will get it done in the next 8 years or so, I would say, 10 years.
That's going to be decided a long time from now. So.
Yeah, so as you can see, I'm up 3-0 as it is.
I don't really like that graphic. I don't.
I just want to let the audience look.
I don't care for
doing
that.
Doing a PowerPoint presentation for our Periscope audience. As you see, I'm up 3-0. You have 0 wins so far this year. I have 3.
What was the Tua draft pick thing?
You said Tua wasn't going to be a top 10 pick.
Did I really?
You bought into the hype that he was sliding.
Oh, yeah, the reports that he was sliding.
You took those hook, line, and sinker.
Ah, well, that's too bad.
And guess what? He went 5th where he was projected the entire time.
Ah, that's too bad. The rock, paper, scissors, I'm still
you agreed
upset.
To it.
I know I did. I just want to say I'm still upset about it.
And then you said Tennessee.
Power 5 team would have won.
You said Tennessee wouldn't win. Was it three or four of their last 10 games?
Yeah, you got me there.
And they did that. So it's 3-0 there on the board bets. And you still owe a punishment. We haven't forgotten about that. We just haven't gotten around to it.
What is this third? Oh, that's just, we already looked at that.
Yeah, there's Lunser. So there we go. There's our PowerPoint presentation. Shout out to Hayden for putting that together.
Gotta get some more on the board, Cody.
Yeah, well, we've put two up in the last couple days, I guess.
We're getting back to sports, man. We're getting back to sports. We're getting close to having it back. Board bets will start flowing again. So, like I said, the NBA timeline, they're supposed to get back in the facilities early June, be ready to play by mid-July. They'll get 5 or 6 games in, and the playoffs will start at the end of July. By the end of by Labor Day, most likely, the season will end by mid-September, the draft. After that, free agency, and then Christmas, the 2021 season will start. So, Tennessee fans worrying about Pons. I find it hard to believe that Pons would be willing to risk it all the way till mid-September for this draft. You know what I mean?
Probably not, yeah.
I feel like that'll be a little bit tough. That'll make the cutoff. I want to say it was like a month and a half before the draft, like in terms of when you have to declare. So he'll have to make his decision by July, August, which if you're Rick Barnes, you probably want a decision before then, right? Because you're trying to build. If you're Rick Barnes, like, you're trying to build a championship team next year. Like, Tennessee should be sitting over there at TBA in the office thinking, like, we have a chance to go to our first Final Four ever, right? That has to be the goal over there this year.
It should be, yeah. That's what they should be thinking.
And, like, I get that, you know, preseason they're going to be, like, 15th, 16th, somewhere around there. Like, they're not going to be a top 5 team preseason. But they have to feel in that locker room, especially if Pons comes back, that, hey, we can go to a Final Four here. That's the goal. Let's do something that's never been done here before. Right?
It's got to be the goal.
Yep.
Simply has to be. I mean, the guy went 17-14 in year 5. We're all expecting a big resurgence.
And we excused year 5 because of year 6, the prospects of winning big in year 6.
Right, but if you get bounced in the round of 32 again next year.
If you get bounced in the Sweet 16, I'll be upset. Unless you've had a really good regular season. I want to be consistent there. I've always said give me a really good regular season versus a good tournament run.
Yeah. Well, you know.
So if Tennessee goes out as a top 10 team, wins the SEC, wins the SEC tournament, you know, something like that, I would excuse a Sweet 16 bounce. But
I mean, in year 3 and year 4, you had single-digit loss seasons, which to me is always a good sign.
Yep.
When your record is, you know,
hovering around 6 or 7 losses.
You have fewer than 10 losses.
Even after the season was over.
That to me, that's a really good year. Yep. So, you know, you went 26-9, and then you went 31-6. So we forgive year 5, and we expect another good year.
I concur. Cam, do you concur?
I do concur.
Although Barnes right now is he's under his career winning percentage at Tennessee.
Really? Which, I mean, that whole first year was pretty tough, but, I mean, you shouldn't have had as bad of a year 5 as he did.
Yeah. I mean, there were a lot of missed opportunities, you know.
You should not have had as bad of a year 5 as you did. I understand the attrition, people going to the pros. I understand that, but it's year 5. Like, you very rarely see that with the elite college basketball coaches. The good news for Rick Barnes is that it also happened to Roy Williams, so you can't get too mad about it because you can just look and say, well, look at Roy Williams in North Carolina. It happens to everybody. Even though it doesn't really happen to Duke or Kentucky, usually.
Yeah.
You can look and say, yeah, it happened to North Carolina. Do you think you're better than North Carolina's basketball program? And any, you know, Tennessee fan with half a brain would have to say, no, we're not a better basketball program than North Carolina. And then you say, okay, well, there's the point. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he's got a good roster built now. So I think we're all expecting a good year.
Agree. In case you're just joining us, Tennessee put out a statement. Philip Fulmer says that they are prepared and excited for the return of student athletes to campus. Health and safety have been our top priority as we've gone about this planning process, and we'll continue to follow guidance from medical experts and health officials as we navigate the coming weeks. Our staff and student athletes should be prepared for a new normal, as we'll be implementing changes to how everyone accesses and uses our facilities. We plan to be extremely diligent in maintaining a healthy environment for our student athletes, coaches, and support staffs.
Whole lot of nothing there.
In the coming days, we'll execute procedures enabling student-athletes to return, with members of our football program being the first to arrive. We will conduct screening leading to the resumption of activities on June 8th. June 8th is the big takeaway here. So the SEC, remember last week, Cody, we said they were trying to get back June 1st?
Right, right, yes.
The initial report that said Fulmer was the only AD that didn't like that ended up being false, or there were reports contradicting it saying there were three ADs that didn't want to come back June 1st. June 15th looked to be the target date. Instead, they're compromising and saying, we're not going to do June 1st. We're not going to do June 15th. Let's split the difference. Let's do June 8th. So June 8th. June 8th. That's how you do it. That's how you do it. You start negotiating. You start here, and boom, in the middle. There you go.
Yep.
I continue to appreciate the guidance of the SEC's medical task force, as well as the outstanding leadership of Commissioner Sankey and our chancellors and presidents throughout the SEC.
The sign of a good negotiation is when nobody leaves happy. When both parties leave unhappy, that's a good negotiation.
Which I would say, honestly, that the AD's probably left here being happy. Like, I mean, I would imagine they're like, yeah, we got it.
They got
June 8th,
the
plenty
better
of time. Like, we're back. Like, we're back. Football's here.
Yeah.
And at least we get to tell the public we didn't rush back. We wanted June 1st, but we said, no.
Let's wait a week.
Yeah. And correct me if I'm wrong, that's when Ohio State was coming back too, June 8th?
Yeah.
I want to say that was the number I gave out earlier. So, like, you're in step with Ohio State and I imagine some other programs in the Big Ten. So, it's not like the SEC is beating them back saying, hey, we are taking this more seriously. We're being more reckless.
Yeah. I'm just so over this. I feel like coronavirus is such a March, April kind of story. Like, it's such a March, April story. It's not a May story.
Well, this isn't a coronavirus story, bro. This is a return to sports story.
I know, but I'm just saying, let's go. Let's open it all up and let's ride. I want fans in the stadium, too. Tired of speculating about it. Open the damn thing up. I want fans everywhere. I want 100,000 people gathered in one place.
Knoxville's hitting phase two, right? Like, we are opening and running out, right? Like, we're going
to
go.
I think it's moving to 75% at, like, restaurants. Okay. I don't think it's full, but, more stuff's opening
up. If Market Square yesterday evening was any indication, we are at the final phase.
Well, I got the
there were people everywhere.
Well, I got the update from my gym, the YMCA, that said you no longer have to wear masks, so I will be going back to the gym. Like, I hadn't gone because I was like, I'm not working out in a mask, like, big boy like me needs as much oxygen to the body as he can get when he's working out. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
you're bound to pass out in there.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not risking that. But they said no more mask unless you're within 12 feet of each other. But I don't need a spotter, bro. Like, just stay away from me. I'll do some work over here by myself. Like, we'll wipe down the machines. We're good to go. So
it's always good to have a spotter.
I don't go with the extra heavy weight.
Just too heavy. Regular weight?
Yeah, too heavy.
A lot of reps.
Sure.
I got an email from my apartment complex saying they're getting ready to open the pool back up.
Oh,
they're opening the pool.
Really?
Ooh.
So Ryan's that's keeping it shut.
Oh, that sucks. Yeah, public pools, I believe in the county here, can open May 26th.
Oh.
So my apartment people said they're opening up May 27th. The pool, conveniently right after Memorial Day.
I know people have been going to pools for weeks.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well. I'm glad pools are getting open back up. I'm a big big fan of the pools. I like pools. Love pools. Where do you stand on pools?
I may have to come to your pool.
Come to my pool.
I didn't get in a pool last year. It's been 2 years since I've gotten in one.
Really?
Yeah, other than a bath, the shower, obviously.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
No pool. No water at all last year?
Nope.
Really?
None at all.
I got to get in the water. I
usually do too, but last year just didn't have access to a
pool. Just didn't work out?
Come
to my pool, bro.
Okay.
There's plenty of room for both. Well, there's enough room for both of us in the pool.
Yeah, I'll come to your pool.
Yeah. It's only...
Are they allowing you to have guests right now? Cause like,
oh, yeah.
You sure?
Yeah. They don't know the difference.
Okay.
What are they going to ask if you live there?
Yes.
You just tell them, yeah, I live in 916.
They have wristbands and stuff.
My name is Brandon Warwick.
Yeah, just tell
them. There's Brandon right there. No, that's Rick. I'm not going to tell him I'm Rick.
Well, who's that guy? I don't know. Right after Memorial Day, though.
Yeah, I would never do the rush there. No thanks. Plus, I think it's going to rain all weekend.
Yes.
Which I guess is a pretty good time to remind people we will not be on the air Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah, we're taking the week off.
We're taking the week off as a station. Not the whole week. No. Just Monday and Tuesday.
Oh, just yeah. Monday and Tuesday?
Yeah, just Monday and Tuesday. We'll be back.
Well, I'm glad you let me know. I was going to
Monday,
take Wednesday through Friday.
Monday
too.
Right now says 87 and sunny, but thunderstorms on Saturday and Sunday. But Monday might have a chance for you.
We're getting to that part of the year, though, where it could just be scattered storms.
Yeah, it could happen anyway.
Like, we could have some sunshine Saturday, Sunday, and, like, maybe a little storm here and there, maybe.
Did they call Joey Uncle Joey? Did we ever get an answer there?
Well, when I Googled it, I think I Googled it, and he didn't come up when you Googled just Uncle Joey.
Full House.
I need to hit up my friend who
maybe
has a boat.
If I put Full House in front of it. But
Full House, Uncle Joey.
I'm going to go out on the lake.
Jesse also insists his children call Joey Uncle Joey as a sign of respect. So Jesse said to call him Uncle Joey, but Jesse's kids weren't the main part of the show. Right? I mean, they were like in the later seasons, Nikki and Alex. Like, we're looking at Michelle and DJ and Stephanie. Like, did they call him Uncle Joey?
You're going to have to watch an episode of Full House.
Okay. Okay, let's last call on the other side.
Volunteer Vodka is a homegrown award.
Last call brought to you by our friends at Volunteer Vodka. Award-winning vodka distilled in the hills of Tennessee. Perfect for your weekend or your Memorial Day activities. Stop by and pick you up a bottle of the award-winning Volunteer Vodka and show your volunteer spirit. Let's pump the brakes. Let's keep rolling. Cody, how about you go first? Because I know Cam sent you a funny story, so let's just...
All righty. Cam sent me a funny story.
Oh, did he not?
No.
Oh.
Where'd you think that up?
You asked him where it was from, and he said...
Oh, no, we were just talking about a police chase.
Oh, okay, I missed that.
There's a car chase out in California.
I was watching people drag a radio Knoxville radio host online.
You want me to stop on that one?
No, you can go first.
Okay. I got a notorious gangster freed from...
Okay. That's the coolest story I've ever heard in my entire life.
This is
that's
a new
insane.
Age gangster.
Can I hear it again?
I mean, not as cool, but we got to quit, you know, just letting nostalgia win out. Like, maybe this guy's doing some real cool gang stuff, too.
Well, I tell you what he did. He was released from prison, and then he was arrested 2 minutes later.
Oh, what happened? So, did they find new evidence? Did they, like...
Sam Walker planned on being picked up in a black Lamborghini to celebrate his release after he spent 2 years behind bars. But then, apparently, his ambition was dashed when five police officers arrested him at the gates of the prison just as he was released. He was arrested again on suspicion of assaulting an emergency worker, making threats to...
Did he beat somebody up on the way out of prison? Like, what happened?
I think maybe it was just something that he had done before. And that's when they happened to get him, though. Right as he was getting out of prison. Which would really suck. But he said he was arrested on suspicion of assaulting an emergency worker, making threats to kill, and making threats to damage property, which originated from an incident while he was in prison on March 15th.
And they just found out. Did they set him up, or?
I don't know. They got him again, though. They let him out, and then they got
him. They set him up like, hey, watch this. It's going to be so funny. We're going to let him out, and then we're going to arrest him right when he gets out. Like, we know he did this. Like,
watch this.
We're going to get this Lamborghini here. He's going to think he's free, and then boom, arrested.
I guess.
Or is it like the door gates opening and you have a guy like, wait, shut that gate. He did it. Here's the video. Go get him. He did this.
He was an English man. So it would have been more like, wait just a second. You got to get him.
Get him.
Get him before he gets away.
Don't let him get the taters and mash. Go grab him.
I think it's called bangers and mash, John,
either
but
way,
that's all
taters,
right.
Bangers. Taters, don't let him bang anybody. He's a real tater.
They eat some taters over there too, but bangers and mash is what it's called. But anyway, he got canned again. So we'll see what happens with him.
So do we know what's going to happen? Is he like just back in prison for the foreseeable future or what?
I don't know. That's all I got. I have nothing else to say.
Okay.
Do you have a story?
No,
I can do another one if you...
No, I was just enjoying this.
I can send you one.
No, I got one.
Because I won't have time for another one.
Dr. Fauci
I know it's a June. I know it's May and you're over the Rona, but Dr. Fauci, I said June, is talking about the damage that's okay.
Just do it.
Now give it to me. Dr. Anthony Fauci says that staying closed for too long could cause irreparable damage. Stay-at-home orders intended to curb the spread of the coronavirus could, emphasis on could, end up causing irreparable damage.
Oh, so now Fauci's an economist, huh?
If imposed for too long.
Is he Bernie Sanders or Fauci?
Is that not a good Fauci?
I don't know.
Was that a bad Fauci? I felt okay about it.
It sounded more like you're Bernie.
I feel like they sound kind of similar. I feel like the way to get to Bernie is you have to go through Fauci to get to Bernie.
Yeah,
like,
maybe.
I stopped at 15% Bernie at Fauci. Was that not
I don't know.
Do you not know how – you don't remember how Fauci sounds?
Yeah, it's fine. I don't know. I hadn't heard him in a while. They don't do those daily briefings anymore.
I don't want people to think that any of us feel that staying locked down for a prolonged period of time is the way to go, he told CNBC. In general, most of the country is doing it in a prudent way. There are obviously some situations where people might be jumping over that. I just say proceed with caution.
Sounds like something that a deep state Hillary Clinton supporter would say.
We still have a long way to go, obviously. There are so many things that need to be done. We're going to go quickly into phase three trial, probably in the beginning of the summer, sometime in July. You know, I was having fun with the story, and then you just have to completely make fun of my impression and just took the wind out of my sail.
I didn't make fun of it.
You're up next.
All right, I got Aaron.
Unless you just want to talk about your weekend. If you don't have a story, you can just tell me what you plan on doing. I don't, whatever you want to do, whatever will make you.
Would you rather hear about my weekend or Aaron Judge's girlfriend?
Aaron Judge's girlfriend.
Okay.
Aaron, stop on Aaron Judge's girlfriend. Roll your brains. His big stupid head.
Aaron Judge's girlfriend was arrested for DUI, and she tried to play the "Do you know who my boyfriend is?" card.
Did it work? I'm going to guess it didn't work.
It did not work. Aaron Judge's girlfriend brought up her relationship with the Yankee star during a DUI arrest in February, and she asked the officers during the stop, do you know who my boyfriend is? It's all in a new police video obtained by TMZ Sports, which shows her name-dropping him several times to the arresting officers. She was pulled over around midnight in Scottsdale, Arizona, after cops say they spotted her driving without her headlights on. That's not a good start. And after she bombed the tests, she blew a .12. She wasn't too far over the limit, but they'll get you on that. So they put cuffs on her. She then became standoffish and said, "Do you understand what you're doing right now? I just need to get home. Do you know who my boyfriend is?" The officers responded, "We don't." "This is going to be bad for me," she said. "I'm just saying that right now."
Yeah, it is going to be bad for you.
"My boyfriend is not in a spot where I should be, like, having this happen. He's, like, a public figure. So, like, me being arrested for, like, having two glasses of wine is not okay."
Okay.
She looks just about like you would think she does. We need to cancel white women. 2020. Who was the guy that said that? No more white woman. Was that Antonio Brown?
Antonio Brown.
Yeah. No more white woman 2020. I agree with Antonio Brown. "Do you know who my boyfriend is?" No, we don't.
You're saying Antonio Brown's ahead of the curve?
Yeah.
Innovator?
I am. I'm aligning.
We're all going to go crazy.
I'm aligning with Antonio Brown. We haven't heard about him in months.
He's trying to get back in the league, man. Someone got him on some meds and was like, "You need to chill out."
Hope he's doing okay.
Drives up next. Stay locked in on Fan Run Radio. Have a great weekend, everybody.